did you know that Theodore Roosevelt was shot on a way to a campaign event? He still went to that event instead of heading to a hospital. So while he was speaking, he was making a speech, he was bleeding through his shirt. And he gave a 50-minute speech. Can you imagine being in the audience going, so motherfucker up there is bleeding through his shirt. Is he going to die? Like, so they're probably like standing there, like not even listening to his speech. You're probably staring at his bloodstained shirt. Well, the man just got shot and still gave a speech. That's insane. Like, they could have just like been like, maybe we should just like reschedule this, president. Maybe we should just do this another time. He was like, fuck that. I'm going to give my speech. These motherfuckers need to know what I'm talking about. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So let's keep it rolling. And I like to keep it rolling because I like to keep my show short. So I've had people ask me, why is your show so short? Why is it short? Why don't you do a longer episode, like an hour? And I'm not fucking doing that. I am not going to sit here and fucking talk to you for like a fucking hour. No way, dude. I like to keep it moving. My life is fast moving. Like, I have a lot of shit to do. I'm a busy fucking person. So, like, the fact that you're even getting this show for me, like, be appreciative. Because I have a lot of shit to do. That I want to support these bands and shout out these bands and, you know, and give them a spotlight. Because a lot of people tend to overlook these bands. So, I'm doing it at my own damn time. So, that's why I want to keep my show short, sweet, simple, to the point, and keep it moving. So I'm going to go to the first band. They're from Brooklyn, New York. They're a post-Riot Girl rock. They're called How Tragic, and they sent me a song a long fucking time ago, and for some fucking reason, it got lost to the emo world. I apologize for that, because this band fucking rules. Like, the song is called The Fear. It reminds me of Hole. I mean that in a very awesome way, because I like Hole. That's what she said. But I love the band. I think the band, you know, Courtney Love, she's a controversial figure, but a lot of people tend to hate on her, and I don't. I definitely think she's very smart. So, and I love this band. It just captures the essence of Hole, like the Riot Girl, just like, fuck you, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And I love that there's a surge of Riot Girl bands that are coming out. Because when I was playing back, I don't even know, fucking 2010 or some shit like that, there was like hardly any Riot Girl bands out there. It's mostly like dude bands, and that's about it. So the fact that there's a surge coming, I'm all here for it, and I love it. Wait, I'm here for it. This song is The Fear by How Tragic.
Let's go.
So that was The Fear by Hal Tragic and his next band. I've had them on the show before. They're called Problematic, and they just released their second EP called Back in Jail, and I'm going to play the title track. The second EP is being released by Dumbest Records, but actually I don't agree with that, because having a band like Problematic makes you the smartest record. So I would label that label Smartest Records. But I'm just being a smartass. But this band is awesome. There's tons of energy, and I kind of related to this song a little bit, I got in trouble a couple times in my youth. You know, I did some stupid things and, you know, kind of had to pay for it. And, you know, and it goes to show, you don't want to go back to jail. Jail fucking sucks. So basically, when you go to jail, well, what happened to me was they took away my earrings, my glasses, my jacket. You know, it was insane. So I was fucking blind, laying on a fucking steel mattress with dried up blood on it. But that's besides the point. So don't do anything stupid, kids. Just do the right thing. Don't be an asshole. And this band is awesome. So check them out. They're always releasing some cool shit on Instagram. Like, I love sharing cool shit from bands. Like, especially like videos and stuff that takes thought to do. And this band definitely does that. So this is really cool. So check it out. So this is Back in Jail by Problematic. No. The next band we have, they're called the Catastrophes. So they're from Nashville, Tennessee. They just released their first full-length debut album. So it's called, the album is called Self-Storage Soundtrack. And yeah, I feel like putting myself in the self-storage sometimes. But the song is called Society Kids, and it's an awesome song. It's very fast-moving, energetic punk rock, and it's right in your face. So check it out. This is Society Kids by the Catastrophes. Shit. that was Society Kids by The Catastrophes and this next band, next set, they're called Coal Canary. I've had them on the show before. And they are just going to release a new album called Ashes in October. And the October month is here almost in fall season. Don't you love it? I hate being outside and being cold as fuck. Give me all the pumpkin coffees. Let me be the basic fall bitch. But back to Coal Canary. They're a garage punk band. The song that he gave me was Where Were You? And I love getting songs, especially new songs, because I feel like I got like a exclusive on, you know, the stuff that people are about to get later. So I feel so cool. Even though I'm not really cool, but I feel cool. So this is Where Were You by Coal Canary. So that was Where Were You by Coal Canary, and we're at the last song of the episode. I hope that blasted your entire speaker. No, I don't. I'm kidding. But we're at the last song of the episode. The last band that I have, they're called Rude Revolt. They're a ska band, and the song is called Robbing Banks. And this is the song that you want as a soundtrack when you're robbing a fucking bank. You want that. It's so cool. Like, if you check out the video, it's so unique and different. I mean, it's so cool because it has blood coming out of trumpets. Who the fuck? What? It's interesting. It's so cool. And a lot, and, you know, they were getting some shit for it because it's partially was because it was made by AI. But sometimes you can use it to your advantage. I know a lot of people get pissed off and all this stuff. Like, but the thing is, it's like not everybody has the talent to do things, to draw, to create. You know, so not, that's the thing. If you could use it to your advantage, I mean, I hate to say it, we're all going this way. You know, we're not trying to downplay anybody's, you know, artistic values or anybody that's, you know, drawing and working hard and creating their craft. I'm just saying, if you could use it to your advantage, then do it. You know, I'm like, there's no hate involved in that. You know, people get really up in arms about everything. Pick your battles. There's more important shit to fight about. You know, there's a lot of shit happening right the fuck now that you should be paying attention to, you know, instead of some fucking AI video that was done or some AI shit that was done. There's important shit. So punks, please understand. And I'm saying this from the bottom of my fucking heart. Please focus your battles on a more important shit. And I respect people that create, artists and everything, that do everything themselves. I respect that. I respect that a lot. But you have to understand that there's other ways that people do things. So, like, sometimes it's not, you know, it's going to be taken over. Technology's taken over whether you like it or not. So that's why I said check out the video. It might piss you off, it may not. But actually, the song fucking rules. So you should check it out and you should support them because they're an awesome band. And that's what I'm going to say. And y'all can, you know, go and cry about it in the comments if you want, because I really, there's times I've had people write some nasty shit to me online and on comments and social media. It's your right to do that on your page. Don't fucking come do it on my page, because I will fucking rip your asshole apart. Okay? So now that we're done with that, the song is called Robin Banks by Rue Revolt. So I will leave you with this last message. So be nice to each other. You know, take care of each other. Fight the real shit that's out there. Support musicians. Support artists. But don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking prick. You know, don't, you know, let people live. Let people do what they got to do. You know what I mean? Because not everybody has the means to do things. So understand that. Move on with your life. Pick an important battle. So this is Robin Banks by Rude Revolt and Brought Out.
Walking through the doors and I see the guard. Reaching to my pocket for my debit card. I like I'm withdrawing, I'm yawning. Making mental drawings and calling, I'm stalling. Coming out here, coming out there. Other systems must be wearing bars. Such a stare, got no time to prepare. So I fire shots into the air. Don't you fucking dare. Oh bitch, this is real life, not a nightmare. Give me the money and don't have money, or I'm gonna make you bloody blow. Blow, blow. car stalled. Helicopters in the sky, I got no alibi. Think I got found, fuss around. Should I go to death row or stand my ground? Give me the money and throw that bunny, or I'm gonna make you bloody. Boo, boo, boo. Bloody boom, boom, boom. I've got blood on my ski mask. I'm getting the electric chair, but I don't fucking care. Boom, boom, boom. I've got blood on my ski mask. Give me the money when, give me the money who. Give me the money now, or I'll fucking stab you. Guns in the air, or I'll tie you to the fucking chair. Now get down on your knees and say a prayer.